The Mishnah on Daf Mem He has a machlokes Tanoim, Reb Elazar and Chachamim. Reb Elazar holds Kolin is Kolin Nitlim, and Chachamim hold Eino Nitla El Hamagade Fa Over Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah continues: Ish Tolun also Befanov, upon the Klapei Ha'am, Va'ishu Paner Klapei Ha'Eitz. Divrei Reb Elazar V'Chachamim Amar Ha'Ish Nitla Ve'Ein Ha'Ish Nitleis. Chachamim say that Tli is only done for a man, not for a woman. Now, in the halacha of Reb Elazar, the kolon is kolom nitlim, so we can learn it in one of two ways. It's because tliya is considered an integral part of the skila, so skila is the oynish includes also the tliya that's done after he's killed through the skila. And because skila is, in the key of skila, it's not only a means of killing him, the nidon, but also the oynish itself continues even if he's dead. And proof to that is that the Gemara in Daf Mem He, Amud Aleph, says that if the person whose chayv skila died after they threw him off just with the tchila, they're not chayv to do the skila, and that's from a special exercise of Oyora Yora, that if he dies from crashing into the ground, so that's considered skila. But were not for that xeris akosav, we would say that you should be soikel him by vanin even after he died. So you see that there's a separate kiyum of the seder skila, even if he died, and therefore, according to Belazar, the could be that the tliya is part, an integral part of the din skila. But according to Chachamim, who say that only Megadef and Ovid Ozara are Nitlin, so then you see it's not part of the definition of Skila, it's a separate halacha. And this could be dependent on Machlokes Rishonim between the Rambam, who counts Tliya and Skila as two mitzvahs. So there could be an Afkamina. If somebody was mechuyev skila, and he ran away from Bezdin, so the loch is you kill him in every misa that you can. So would you still do? So they killed him in a different way. They shot him. Would you still do tliya? If the loch is that tliya is a separate chiyuv, then you would still do tliya. But if tliya is an integral part of the skila, since they didn't do skila, this one who ran away from Bezdin, so there'd be no kiyum of doing tliya. But just parenthetically, it's obvious that even according to Belazar, you wouldn't do tliya in the Sor Niskal, even though he's Niskal, the Sor, because there's only tliya is only relevant by a human who is Shniva B'Tselem. Sigmar and Saita and Avches on the Bay says, Miyom Shechor Beis Amigdus, Afa Pi Shabotlo Sanhedri, Din Abba Mises Lobotlo. That even though there's no Bezdin to give the Abba Mises, but Min HaShemayim, he will die in a way that is conforms in some way to the Chiyuv Bezdin that he had. So Tosis there. For example, if it's Chayiv Skila, he'll fall off a roof, and that will be the Skila, so to speak, Min HaShemayim. So Tosis there says it Divrei Maaschil Mishin Chayiv Skila. They ask from the Gemara in Bavan Siyah that the Rulaz Bar Shimon caught Tafras of Vida Toysis Gandvi Yumachad Pokabah He Koivish Amalhu Tafsuhu Fzikfuhu Vikobachi. And they were Zoik of him, he was crying. So he told Rabbi, Al Yerolacha Shahu Ubno Bolo Narah Murasab Yom Kippurim. So v'zeh shenitla lechenek. So Tosfos is commensurate. So how is tliya in any way commensurate to the skila? So he said, v'ha b'achihu b'askilahu, because he was born Navam Urasso, and it was Yom Kippur. So according to Rashi. Rashi says the chop. Rashi says, "I how's this skila? Because call ha neskolim nitlin." But so the question is, but where was the skila done? Tliya was done. So Briskerov in Pia Shmuas asked this question, but according to what we're saying, the answer would be because Tliya is a keem and skila, and chelik of the Seder skila. So it could be that for Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim in the Mishnah, Golas Shitason, because Rabbi Elazar holds calling this Golem Nitlim, so maybe because that's because skila is part, because Tliya is part of the skila. And therefore it applies both to men and women. Excuse me, I mean, according to Belazar, who says that kolon is kolon nitlim, so then a woman also would get skila, because it's part of the skila. But according to Chachamim, that's only over the Avodah Zarah and Megadeth, so you see that Tliya is not an integral part of the skila, so then you can distinguish that it's only... you can distinguish between men and women, that women don't get Tliya and men do. What does need Lutzorach in it, the one Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav, that says, according to Pelozer, you need to exhale a kosov, the Chiyya Be'ish Chait Lavabos Ben Soro Mora L'Tliya. Now, if Tliya is part of the Seder Skila, since Ben Soro gets Skila, why didn't he exist a kosov? That's skila, so he should have gotten the also. But if tliya is a independent halacha, so and the ma'aseh is the mechayev tliya, so ben so mor who's never got same shofar, we'd understand why you need a separate there's a kosov to tell me. So, but still, it's a tzorachin because. If it's part of the skila, then l'choret should have applied as well. But you have to say l'choret because since ben soramo is neither an alshem shofar, what's not from meisavera? Somehow you have to say that it's a kiyum in the skila, but it's not part of the cheft of the skila, the whole skila. But it's a little bit of tzorchian.